This is the podcast going over your post-op instructions for liposuction. This is actually a pretty easy surgery to heal from, so that's a benefit. Now, the day of surgery, be sure to bring your liposuction garment with you to the hospital and make sure you've showered with either an antibacterial soap or the Hibiclens soap. After surgery, you're going to have hypoallergenic tape placed on all of the liposuction incision sites. And these areas are going to drain for probably the first 24 hours, and it'll look a little bit like cranberry juice or sort of watery, bloody material. And you will get more progressively bruised in areas that are dependent. We also put big white foamy pads in most patients called toppy foam. And the goal of this foam is to smooth areas under bumpy areas on the garment, like under the zippers and the hooks, and also at the edges of the garment, like the top of the garment. You may continue to use these for up to a week. You never have to ask us if you can stop. I think it's just good as long as they are providing a smooth result underneath your garment. Go ahead and keep wearing them. Alternatively, you may want to switch to something like a Spanx tank top that you put on underneath your garment, or maybe some leggings like Spanx leggings or yoga pants. That will also provide some smoothness there. Now, you can shower 24 to 48 hours after your surgery, but when you take your garment off, you will probably get a little bit lightheaded. So make these transitions slowly, like sit before you stand and stand for a minute before you get into the shower. After you've dried off, go ahead and try to reuse those pads, putting the sticky side against the skin. But if it gets too complicated or if you hate them too much, you can stop using them. If you notice the next time you take your garment off that there are some dents where some of the seams are, try to do something to alleviate these with another layer of clothing underneath them that's smooth. You can also transition to something like Spanx as long as they extend lower and higher than the sites of where your liposuction was. Now, you may be pretty sore the first couple of days, but there's really no restrictions in your activities. You can basically do whatever you want. If it feels good to go for a walk, please go for a walk. If it feels good to start exercising after a couple of days, go ahead and try it. But you may find that impact or more aggressive things might be more painful. It's going to be several weeks to months as your swelling goes down, and you'll probably notice it going down sort of the top of your body first and in the lower areas last, like around the knees. That tends to stay a little bit more swollen. You can definitely massage areas to help get the swelling down, and really the big thing is to stay out of dirty water until your little incision sites have healed. We will peel that tape off at about a week or 2 weeks after your surgery, and you can do scar care with Biocornium or some scar cream on those little incision sites if you want to. It is important for patients who have body contouring to weigh themselves frequently. I say probably once a week is great, because as your swelling's going down and you're this amazingly shrinking person, sometimes our activity level hasn't gone up quite enough and maybe the comfort food is still sounding really good. So you just want to make sure that you're not actually putting on weight afterwards while you're getting used to your new figure.